Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Monday, January 6, 2014, and today we continue our look at the problems of 2013 and how they project into 2014 by looking at trends in certain areas. We could almost say this is a State of the Union message, the real State of the Union. We'll remember when we hear the President's message later on this month. First, let's look at how many of the problems interconnect and are even caused by each other. Many would say that the U.S. is in decline, and that decline will continue in 2014 and on into the future, that it is, in fact, irreversible. The U.S. reached its peak in terms of power relative to the world about 1950. In 1950, the U.S. produced 50% of the world's GNP, or gross national product, and 80% of the world's vehicles. Now it is only 21% and 5%. It owned two-thirds of the world's gold reserves. Now it owns one-fourth, if current reports are accurate. It was the world's largest creditor by a wide margin. Today it is the world's largest debtor by a wide margin. The U.S., with all its high-tech prowess, hasn't won a real war since 1945, although it has been almost constantly at war since then. The U.S. now bankrupts itself by fighting useless wars, plus the war on terror has produced a security surveillance state with welfare ever increasing to calm the masses. Foreign wars have increased turmoil at home by putting our borders under attack through immigration. Immigration increases drastically as people flee the destruction war brings to their countries. The great Asian immigration of the post-Vietnam era, the Muslim immigration of our now 23-year war in the Middle East, and the Mexican Latin American immigration of the drug wars and the free trade agreements. Immigration waves change the face of our cities and strain the cohesion of our culture and society, but the military is able to recruit from the immigrants, the ghettos and the barrios of the U.S. and Latin America. Amnesty is the call now. Once again, both Democrats and Republicans want it. So in 2014, we will probably see it. Many things remind us in 2014 of the decline of Rome as outlined by Edward Gibbon in his six-volume classic, The Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire. About the time Rome changed from republic to empire, Rome started to provide welfare to its masses to pacify them as they accepted the constant expansion of the empire through military conquest, the constant demand for soldiers, and so forth. There were about 1 million citizens in Rome at that time, and about one-third of them were on the government's dole in some fashion. The Romans were able to keep this system afloat for some 500 years. The U.S. now has more recipients of government benefits than it has workers. Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, food stamps, and other programs now absorb over 50% of the budget. Tens of millions more rely on state programs. These programs are an embedded part of the recipient's survival mechanism. All these things added together spell trouble. For a civilization to survive, it must have common core beliefs. Therefore, collapsing religious and moral values are important factors in America's decline. A rich civilization like ours can tolerate our excesses for a while, but not forever. The solution? Less centralization, less control, more genuinely free markets, less regulatory and legislative complexity, more entrepreneurship. Those are items for solution, but they are not going to happen. So we continue our decline. Next time we'll talk about the National Security Association, their spying, and our civil rights here in America, hopefully, as we continue our look back at 2013 and ahead at 2014. Until then, folks, this is Daryl Castle. Thanks for listening.